because AAs had unconditionally loved me until I could. At 5 months, I realized that the world might never build a shrine to the fact that I was sober. I understood that it was not the world's job to understand my disease. Rather, it was my job to work my program and not drink, no matter what. At 9 months of sobriety, I lost the big house that I bought just to prove to you I couldn't possibly be an alcoholic. In between 5 and 9 months, my house was robbed, I had a biopsy on my cervix, and I had my heart broken. And the miracle of all miracles was that I didn't have to drink over any of it. This from a woman who had had to drink over all of it. I was so unique and so arrogant when I got here. I think God knew that he had to show me early on that there was nothing a drink would make better. He showed me that his love and the power of the steps and the fellowship could keep me from picking up a drink one day at a time, sometimes 1 hour at a time, no matter what. A drink would not bring back the job, the house, or the man. So why bother? I found everything I had ever looked for in Alcoholics Anonymous. I used to thank God for putting AA in my life. Now I thank AA for putting God in my life. I found my tribe, the social architecture that fulfills my every need for camaraderie and conviviality. I learned how to live. When I asked how I could find self-esteem, you told me by doing worthwhile acts. You explained the big book had no chapters titled Into Thinking or Into Feeling, only Into Action. I found plenty of opportunity for action in AA. I could be just as busy and helpful to others as I wanted to be as a sober woman in alcoholism.